Kristen, I have a trivia question for you.
Oh, no.
This time.
For me.
All right. So The Karate Kid, the remake.
Yes.
Opened up just this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Number one film. But here's my question. What is the highest grossing martial arts film? It's a tough one.
I want to go with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, only because it won the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And it got a lot of wide acclaim and critical acclaim as well
yes.
as audience
yes.
acclaim. But that doesn't always mean it made a lot of money. So I'm probably wrong.
It was not. It was not the highest grossing martial arts film. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
2001. Does that give you a hint?
Ooh, maybe. Continue.
Rush Hour 2.
Oh, no.
Rush Hour 2.
Did you see the way those girls drove off? It was laughing at us.
Those girls drove off because of you.
All I did was invite them to have a drink.
You invited them to get naked and sacrifice a small goat.
Which word was goat?
Oh.
Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker. How do you like that? And here is what I think those two films, the remake of The Karate Kid and Rush Hour 2, have in common. They're not really martial arts films. Right?
Ooh. But first, this is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. Food for thought on today's movie day.
And today we're talking about martial arts films. And, of course, we're using The Karate Kid as our jumping off point. So, Rafer, what did you think of The Karate Kid? The new one.
The new Karate Kid.
One with Jaden Smith in it.
I thought the new one was passable, but not very exciting. And it just lacked the magic of the original for me. I thought Jackie Chan as the Mr. Miyagi character, here he's renamed Mr. Han,
mm-hmm.
but I thought he was good enough in that role, and really, who else are you going to get to play that role? He was good. I thought Jaden Smith was charming and fun, I think, and there were times when you could see his father's face right on his face there. I think he's just becoming more and more like Will Smith every day. And I enjoyed him well enough. The direction was really sluggish, the editing was really sluggish, and I felt it was paced more like some kind of exotic drama than an actual sort of Rocky-style sports movie, which is, I think, what it's meant to be. While I thought it was passable, I thought it was slow and just not that exciting.
Well, I have a confession.
Okay.
I never thought I would say this out loud. I never thought this would ever happen, but Jackie Chan, Jaden Smith, they made me cry.
No kidding.
Not just once. But twice, mind you, two times in the movie, I got a little verklempt.
Wow.
A little, I know.
Tears,
and it was,
real tears we're
it,
talking.
It was just ridiculous, but thankfully I wasn't the only one crying. One of them is when he says to Mr. Han, Jackie Chan, he says towards the end, Mr. Han gifts him with this beautiful uniform so that he has something to fight in. And he says, Mr. Han, you're the best friend I've ever had.
Yes.
And it's hard not to feel a little something for this kid who has absolutely no friends in the world and whose mom
right.
is kind of oblivious to the fact that he's so sad and so lonely.
Right.
And then the other time was when the tables are turned a little bit earlier than that, and we have Jaden Smith kind of rescuing Mr. Han. Mr. Han is on a self-destructive drinking.
Yes, he's smashing his car.
He's smashing up his car.
Yes.
He's so sad that he accidentally killed his wife and kid.
Yes.
Every year on June 8th, he celebrates the death of them.
That's right.
Through self-destruction.
Right.
And blame and guilt and all of that. And Jaden Smith's character says, you know, you can pick yourself up and keep going, or you can stay like this.
That's and right. That's
he,
right.
And he says, you're going to pick yourself up and keep going. And yes, I was crying. I admit it. I was crying. Yes.
All right, well, score one for the remake. I'm glad to hear it.
But I have to agree with you. The pacing was a little slow.
Yeah.
I think it did not have to be 2 hours and 20 minutes.
No, it did not.
It easily could have been 90 minutes. Maybe if they wanted to go really far, all the way up to an hour and 45 minutes. But it did not need to be 2 hours and 20
Although
minutes.
People forget that the original was not far from that length. The original was also quite a bit more than 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was not quite 220,
mm-hmm.
but it was getting up there. It might have been 210, somewhere in there.
The pacing was just snappier.
I agree.
I feel like there wasn't the same repetitive stuff. You know, wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off. Hey, wax on, hat. Wax off, hat. Concentrate. Look in my eye.
Paint the fence, paint the house. Love all that. Sand the deck.
Right.
But in this movie, it was just repeated scenes of take off the jacket.
Jacket
put on, the jacket.
Jacket off, yeah.
Take off the jacket. Put on the jacket.
Hang up your jacket. Take it down. Put it on. Take it off.
I already did.
Jacket off.
Not quite the same. Not quite. Doesn't have the
Take
same
off
snap.
The jacket doesn't have the same snap as, yeah.
I know. I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is. I think that one of the great things about the original is that East meets West tension seemed stronger to me in the original because you had Ralph Macchio, who is this Italian kid. Essentially, if you go back and look at the original, Ralph Macchio looks a lot like the Fonz. You know, he's always saying, hey, Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I forgot to give this back to you last night.
You keep.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You know.
No wonder I had a crush on him.
Yeah, oh yeah, come on. He was great, right? A little bandana. And I think transplanting the new one into China, where, first of all, they're practicing kung fu, not karate. Which
and they never really quite
me.
Explain that in
well,
the movie.
Well, Dre, the main character, Jaden Smith's character, starts out with a little rudimentary YMCA karate, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not good enough to beat his, you know, his tormentor. So he studies kung fu. It's a little bit of a bait and switch as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've come to see The Karate Kid, and I've wound up with a kung fu movie. So
yes.
The fact that, as we were saying, that the remake of The Karate Kid and then, of course, Rush Hour 2 were the two most popular martial arts films so far makes me wonder what has happened to the martial arts film in America. I feel like it reached its peak and then it's kind of on the decline.
Well, I feel like there's a problem with the Rush Hour movies, but obviously I'm wrong because audiences love the Rush Hour movies. But I just feel like we're at the point now where do we really need a joke that says black people drive like this, Asian people drive like this? And I feel like that's what the whole Rush Hour movie thing is. And I feel like actually this remake of The Karate Kid was very respectful in that way. I don't feel like it was doing a lot of making fun of how Asians do things versus how black people do things.
That was my CD. Don't you ever touch a Chinese man's CD.
I'm so glad we've moved past that because I got so tired of that in the Rush Hour movies. I didn't find it very funny in the first place.
And
it was just awful. It was terrible. So I'm glad we've moved past that. I was really surprised with this movie that a lot of it was subtitled and the kids were able to sit still and watch The Karate Kid.
That's a good point,
The fact that a kid can sit through a subtitled movie and enjoy it, a lot of it subtitled. As Americans, we prefer for there not to be subtitles in a way, and that might just go back to that great matinee television Saturday tradition of we want to watch a kung fu movie with bad dubbing.
What do you want? Is that one-eyed bastard here? Who the hell are you? You dare call our boss that?
You bums obviously don't know me.
Oh, I know you. You're one of Lou's men, the one they say can kick like a mule.
The dubbing. And the dubbing is always the best part. Always the best part. As we were saying earlier, my favorite line, I feel like I've seen it in maybe 9, maybe 10 kung fu movies, is, you must be tired of living.
So you want to see how good you are? Then you must be tired of living.
I'm going to kill you. That's my I love that. I feel like the same taunts come up over and over and over. You killed my teacher, now I'm going to kill you. You know, these things are classic.
I love the cadence you bring to that, Rafe.
Thank you.
And now I kill you.
it's my best sort of Western-y, Asian-y sort of mashup there.
I don't know if as an Asian person I have more right to make those funny accents when I'm
maybe
doing all of this, but it's hard not to just totally enjoy that. And what I loved about, did you see the Kill Bill movies?
Yes, of course.
What I loved about the Kill Bill movies is they seem to embrace that tradition.
Yes.
While making fun of it, paying homage to it, and so on.
Yes.
I loved the Kill Bill movies. I loved that there was a female kick-ass heroine doing her thing. But I also loved that it seemed to be kind of winking and smiling at all of those people out there who watched Saturday kung fu movies on dubbed over on TV when they were kids growing up.
The Kill Bill movies might have been the last great martial arts art film in the way that you were saying Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, because that was an attempt to bring that whole kind of wuxia, you know, wire fu kind of movie to please American audience. They essentially kind of Merchant Ivoried it up, right? they made it more of a romance. They made it lush and very, you know, exotic. And then I think you had Hero after that, and then maybe House of Flying Daggers after that, which sort of capitalized, I think, on Crouching Tiger. And then I think you had the Kill Bill movies, and after that, I can't really think of another big-scale, real martial arts movie in that sense.
It seemed like there were a lot of kind of mocking movies coming directly out of Asia around that same time also, like Shaolin Soccer.
Right.
I loved Shaolin Soccer. We are going to combine the magic of some sort of, you know, hybrid martial arts
right
with a political statement of the poor overthrowing the rich and soccer all in one
right.
movie sponsored by Puma. Yes.
Was it sponsored by Puma? Is that
right? I don't
know.
Every time they scored, a giant Puma logo would come out of the soccer ball towards the screen.
Oh, very nice. I admit I never saw it, to my shame.
It was fantastically awful. It seemed to really be making fun of martial arts movies. But again, paying tribute to them, really
yes.
enjoyable. How
right.
can you not enjoy somebody who has to do backflips before they kick a ball?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, that's nice. Yeah. I think the other thing about martial arts films is that the whole idea of martial arts, the choreography, the whole look of a martial arts fight, essentially, I think it was The Matrix, maybe. What was that, 99?
Ooh,
I think that was,
yeah,
I think that was 1999.
Yeah.
I think it was The Matrix that brought that balletic aspect to a fight scene to the mainstream. And obviously, ever since The Matrix, pretty much everything looks like The Matrix now. Every single movie looks like The Matrix. And it's this kind of westernized, computer graphic aided fight scene where people are bending backwards, jumping
very
through the
slow
air.
Motion.
Very
you can see
slow
the
motion.
Bullets go by
yes.
as they're dodging them and kicking them, kicking
right.
the bullets.
Right, all that stuff. And I feel like that's what martial arts, that's the real contribution that martial arts have made to American cinema, is changing the look of the fight scenes.
Making fight scenes beautiful.
Making
a lot
fight
less
scenes beautiful.
Clumsy and a lot less realistic, too.
Yes, right.
I mean, I've never been in a real fist fight, but I imagine if I was, it would not look anything like The Matrix.
I think that's probably true.
Or
that's
Crouching
probably
Tiger.
True.
You know, that whole thing climbing on the trees where you're kind of walking on the trees.
right. Walking on the leaves. Yeah.
Walking on the leaves, doing that whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I will also say that is why one of my favorite movies of recent year, well, favorite is an exaggeration, but there was a great movie called Fighting from a couple years ago by Dido Montiel, who's this kind of scrappy independent filmmaker. It's got Terrence Howard as this small-time hustler. Channing Tatum is this dunderhead that he picks up off the streets. He's a guy who can fight, and together they wind up making the circuit of the underground fighting world. So he just, you know, throws him into some guy's living room, and the two of them duke it out. And the great thing about the movie is the fighting scenes, by Hollywood standards, look awful because people's legs are just flying in all directions. Like, the punches aren't connecting. Guys are just, the side of their head is like smack against a wall in this awful way. It's really realistic. And I thought it was so brilliantly done that it didn't surprise me when the movie was a flop. First of all, the dialogue is some of the worst dialogue I've ever heard in any movie ever.
You think I don't understand that I'm nothing? I get it. I ain't worth nothing. But the only way I'm going to lose is if somebody beats me.
But the fighting scenes were so great and so real and so ugly, and I kind of feel like American audiences have almost lost their taste for that kind of thing. They want more of the Denzel Washington in Book of Eli stuff where he's swinging the sword and figure eights and, you know, hacking people's limbs.
I think we want our violence to be beautiful.
I guess we do.
Yeah.
I guess we do. I guess who doesn't, you know?
I love beautiful violence.
Well, there we go. So what do we have for Karate Kid?
Everybody in the theater, I was in a packed theater, everyone was mesmerized.
Is that right?
The kids were quiet and paying attention.
Well,
and to sit in a kid's movie where kids are quiet and paying attention and where the grown-ups are crying, and not just me. I say that's a good movie. How about you, Rafer?
Well, I mean, as a single guy viewer, I guess I have a sort of a sideways vote on that. I thought it earned a pass. As a parent, however, if you can guarantee me that my child will sit still and watch something for 2 hours and 20 minutes, that sounds like it's worth its weight in gold. So there you go.
Excellent. Well, I think that we have our consensus for this movie date that we are disagreeing as usual.
Exactly. All right, Kristen, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Rafer.